friends. I'm Danielle Young.
And I'm Tyrone Young.
We're helping other people excel through conversations on the Word of God.
And no matter how hard life gets,
no matter how many mistakes we've made,
no matter how broken our lives seem to be,
we can have a new beginning if we put our faith in Jesus Christ. Hello, 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 friends. How are you? Thank you for joining us for this episode of A Dose of Hope right here on WWDB AM 860 on your dial. We're so glad you're with us today for this episode of A Dose of Hope. As promised, this is part two of our series, part two of two. We started on last week with the seven sayings of the Savior on the cross. And so we're excited to give you the conclusion of the matter. And so we are the Youngs. I am Danielle Young.
And I'm Tyrone Young.
And we're so glad to be with you today. It's a new month. Happy April, everybody. And April has so far held true to the saying, April showers bring May flowers. So we've been seeing some rain, but we call it liquid sunshine. It's all good because as the rain comes, it's watering the earth to produce crops and fruit and all that good stuff in due season. And so we just celebrated Resurrection Sunday. Oh my word, we closed out our Lenten season, and what a blessed time it had been for I can speak for myself, for me. Lent, I did a lot of self-reflection. I did fasting. I did praying. I repented. And so come Resurrection Sunday, I was ready. And I had just a blessed time in the Lenten season, Holy Week and all that good stuff. How about you, husband?
Yes, I did as well. And Resurrection Day was such a great service, like you said. And we even ended it off with a nice Easter egg hunt. Unfortunately, I didn't get any eggs, but it looked like it was a good time for all those who did. Plenty of treats for everyone, especially the joy of celebrating our Resurrection Day and the rising of the sun.
Amen. Yeah, it was a good day. Sunday was a great day. We had such a wonderful, powerful worship. The Lord came in and we were just blessed, and fun festivities afterwards. Our young people did the thing. They had the egg hunt. They had a blast. Folk, and I'm talking about young and old, running around, grabbing eggs and carrying on. But it was a good time. And one of our young people, she has her own business. Yes. And I'm going to have her come and talk to you about what she does. But she bakes some outstanding treats. It's called Lana's Bakeology. So we'll talk more about that at another time. But you will not be disappointed. She brought us some good treats and we had such a good time. And then to top the day off, we had family come over and we just had a wonderful time of fellowship and just laughter, talking about old times. And yes, so we laughed, as they say, till times got better. But we thank God for all that we experienced during this season. And we're in resurrection season. And we believe God that all the dead places, all those things that we thought were dormant in our lives are going to resurrect, just as Jesus did, come back to where God would have them to be. And so we're going to get prepared to hear from our last three speakers as they give their reflections on the sayings of our Savior on the cross. And so we hope that you will be blessed by the words that are shared on this afternoon. Enjoy. And now we're going to hear the word of triumph coming from Brother Dion Cole, who's from New Beginnings Haven of Hope. And his word is coming from John 19 and 30.
Okay, good afternoon. I'm reading from a new language translation. When Jesus had tasted it, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Of the last sayings of Christ on a cross, none is more important than "It is finished." These words that he uttered are only found in John. And there is a Greek word that they is translated from this called telestai, which means paid in full. When Jesus uttered those words, he was declaring that the debt owed to his father was wiped away completely and forever. Not that Jesus wiped away any debt that he owed to the father. Rather, he eliminated the debt owed by mankind, the debt of sin. Also completed was the fulfillment of all Old Testament prophecies, as which we've been reading, you know, in our bedtime story. Old Testament prophecies, symbols, and foreshadowings of the coming Messiah. From Genesis to Malachi, there are over 300 specific prophecies detailing the coming of the Anointed One, all fulfilled by Jesus. I'm just so grateful personally that, you know, based on what we've been reading, that he came and paid the ultimate price for our sins, and that we no longer have to be incriminated, I guess, in regards or paying the penalty for laws that are broken, because he paid the ultimate debt for our sins and whatnot. So I'm truly grateful for that. And also what I gather from It Is Finished, if anyone is in Christ, is a new creature. Old things are gone, new things, you know, old things are gone and whatnot. And them things that we would do or we used to do in the worldly form is finished. Okay. Especially when we become a new creature in Christ. And, you know, I'm just grateful for them things. So thank you.
Amen. 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 I love that, the way you put that. That old stuff is gone. It's finished. Hallelujah. And one thing we know is that Jesus came to do a work. Y'all said it several different times. He fulfilled prophecy, the work his father had sent him to do, which was to teach the gospel, to perform miracles, to achieve a reconciliation for his people. It was fulfilled. Praise be unto God. The debt of sin was paid. So we bless the Lord, bless the Lord, hallelujah, because it was done. And so our last word for this afternoon, the last word is the word of reunion, coming from Reverend Yvette Watkins from Sanctuary Church of the Open Door. And she's going to come from Luke 23:46.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank and praise God. We're going to read this text from the King James, and it states verse 45. And the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. Amen. And my focus is on the word commend. The word commend is also the translation or meaning would be commit. And when you think of commit, you think of commitment as far as athletes who may commit to a sports team. There are students who are graduating from high school and they will commit to the university that they will be attending come fall. There's also a sense of commitment when those that have signed up or they have enlisted in the military and they commit themselves to protecting the country, to being soldiers and committing themselves to the direction and the guidance of those that are in charge of them. But then the final point or thinking that I had of the word commitment is thinking of a marriage, thinking of those that are joined together. And when you think of people who are joined together, they are making a commitment not only to the one that is officiating, not only to those that are witnessing it, but more importantly to God, to say we are united together, that we are standing and going to become one. But then my thought was, and I had to go back to the 70s, I thought about a song that many of us are familiar with. You know, Peaches and Her, they sang a song called Reunited. Yeah. And what's the thing? The chorus said, and it feels so good. I think that's how Jesus felt after saying all of these other words, that we are reunited. I'm committing my spirit back to you, Lord, that we are back together again. So that's the thing about it, that you and I can be reunited with the Father. Sin can no longer separate us. That's what you need to say. It feels so good. Hey, hey, that's the thing right there. Say it with me. Hey, hey, we are reunited and it feels so good. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's a good place to give God praise. Hallelujah. Because we're reunited. Hallelujah. Through what Jesus did. What I love about it, he said, into thy hands I commit. I trust you, God. I trust you with my life. I trust you with my circumstances. I trust you with my family. I trust you with my community. I trust you with my son. I trust you with my daughter. Hallelujah. I trust you that whatever it is that's important to me, I can commit it unto you, and you're going to take good care of it. Hallelujah. You always take good care of me. We bless the Lord, bless the Lord, and we thank you all for those powerful messages. Amen. How the Lord used you mightily. We're going to turn this portion over to Pastor Carolyn Glenn, the pastor of Sanctuary Church of Bountiful Blessings, and she's going to wrap us up this afternoon.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Hallelujah. Wonderful word coming from the people of God. Hallelujah. I bless and
hallelujah, Pastor Glenn.
I thank God for each and every one of you. Wonderful word that was spoken. Hallelujah. I thank God. I give honor to everyone in their rightful places. Hallelujah. I thank God for the word of God. I thank God for the seven last utterance of Jesus from the cross. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank God for the spirit of forgiveness, because we know that once we are forgiven, there's no more no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. God wipes the slate clean. For he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Hallelujah. And when we was in sin, we didn't know what we was doing. We were doing our thing. That song says, it's my thing. And I do what I want to do. You can't tell. Oh, y'all know the song. Hallelujah. But we thanks be to God. Hallelujah, for forgiveness, because God wipes the slate clean. Whatever you've done in the past and whatever you will do in the future, if you ask God for forgiveness, he does just that. Hallelujah. And we thank God for salvation. This day you shall be with me in paradise. Hallelujah. God is our Savior. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They used to sing an old song back in the day. Throw out the lifeline. Somebody's sinking today. Hallelujah. When Jesus was our lifeline. Hallelujah. That when he went to the cross, hallelujah, he made provision for every area of our life. Hallelujah. And then relationship. God never leaves you alone. So he couldn't leave his mother alone. So he said, woman, behold thy son. Son, behold thy mother. I'm not going to leave you alone. God said, I never leave you nor forsake you. I will make provision for you. Hallelujah. All you got to do is trust and believe. Hallelujah. And distress. We all get in distress. Hallelujah. And we thirst. We thirst for different things. But what we should be thirsting after is God and his glory. Hallelujah. The glory of the Lord. Let it rise among us. Hallelujah. We thirst after God. This world is thirsty, and it's a shame they don't even know what they're thirsting for. Hallelujah. But thanks be to God that God woke us up. Hallelujah. One day, and we realized we thirst after God. Hallelujah. So we say, like the deer, I thirst is after you, like the deer thirst is after the water brook. God, I need a drink from you. Hallelujah. And I need a drink every day, every minute, every second. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pour in me, oh God. Hallelujah. Songwriter said, spring up a well within my soul. Hallelujah. Spring up a well and make me whole. I need a drink. How about you? Hallelujah. And abandonment. Hallelujah. Sometimes we feel like we abandoned. When we going through life crisis, we feel like there's nobody there. Well, Jesus know how that felt too. That's why he said, oh, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Hallelujah. But that was the flesh crying out. Hallelujah. But glory to God. We know that God is there all the time. He has been there and he never will leave us. Hallelujah. Even in your mess, he's right there waiting for you to give it over to him. Hallelujah. And triumph. Hallelujah. You know, it's a day of triumph when you realize who God really is. That's a day of rejoicing. Hallelujah. That you realize you got a Savior. That you realize, hallelujah, that everything that you wanted, God has done it for you. Oh, my God, it's finished. It's finished. Redemption has been paid the price because we owed a debt we could not pay. He paid a debt for us he did not owe. Hallelujah. So anything that you want or desire in life is already finished. Hallelujah. It's a done deal. It's yours for the asking. Hallelujah. And then reunited. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm like Rev now. United and it feels so good. Hallelujah. I'm back with Christ. I'm back with my first love, which is Christ Jesus. When you get joined back into God. Hallelujah. And you commit your way. He said, Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit. Anything that you commit into the hands of God, he said, I keep it until the day he come back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, Jesus couldn't leave his spirit to anybody. Because see, first of all, he had to give it up. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So he had to send his spirit somewhere. How the best place to send it to is back to the creator, back to the maker. Hallelujah. So every day of our life, we should say, Jesus, God, our Father, into thy hands, I commit my spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And when you commit your spirit unto God, God will reunite you. Hallelujah. With the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. When y'all get together, it's nothing impossible unto you. Hallelujah. Because you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. Hallelujah. I thank God for the cross. If it wasn't for the cross, hallelujah, there'd be no redemption. If it wasn't for the cross, I wouldn't be saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. If it wasn't for the cross, hallelujah, with the cross, hallelujah, glory to God. The songwriter said, must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No, there's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for you and me. Hallelujah. Don't take down the cross. Don't forget the cross. Don't forget his words. Hallelujah. Because his words will keep you and cause you to live forevermore. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Come on, put your hands together. Give God Hallelujah. Some praise. Hallelujah. I got to go to that old song that said, I know it was the blood. I'm not going to sing, but I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died on the Calvary's cross, and I know it was the blood for me. Here's the gift, y'all. He's coming back again. Hallelujah. He's coming back again. He's coming back again for you and for me. One day when I was lost, like Pastor Glenn said, doing everything I wanted to do, thought I knew how to do, he died on the cross for the forgiveness of my sin, and I know it was the blood for me. We bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. For Calvary's cross. Hallelujah. And like they say, if there was no cross, we would not get the crown. One day we're going to get a crown. Yeah. Hallelujah. Like they said, I shall wear a crown when it's all over. Go put on my robe and tell the story how I made it over. Hallelujah. It was nothing but the blood. Yeah. And so we thank and praise God for this seven sayings of our Savior on the cross service. I thank God for every single speaker, presenter. You all
all did a fabulous job, hallelujah, of reflecting on what the Lord was, what the Lord experienced while he was on Calvary's cross. And we thank God we know the story doesn't end there. Y'all know I say this often, because early on the third day morning, hallelujah, he got up with all power and authority. Here's the gift, y'all. He gave that to us, the believer, so we could go forward and do greater works. And I don't know about you, but it's time, y'all. We need to see miracles, signs, and wonders in our land. Tony talked about it earlier. Reverend Winston, people are going through all kinds of trauma, all kinds of hardship, all kinds of abandonment issues. They all sometimes, co-pastor said it this morning, they just need a hug and somebody to say, I love you. It's going to be all right. Hallelujah. So miracles, signs, and wonders, what we do in his name. Well, we thank God for this time that we've spent together today. I want to thank you all, those who joined us, us in this service. I see several people who joined in. Thank God for you, and you. And you all can hear this service recorded on Tuesday, March 26th at 5 p.m. on WWDB AM. I'm going to send you the link so you can listen in and hear yourself and hear the fabulous message that you all gave. And so if our hearts and minds are clear, I'm going to call on Pastor Clarilyn Glenn. She kind of cut herself short. I was like, go ahead. Even though we ran out of time, it's all good, though. I'm going to work it out. I'm going to edit and do what we need to do. But Pastor, would you close us out in a word of prayer?
You said 2 minutes.
Well, you did five, but I wasn't going to say. No, I'm just kidding.
I took some from each one. So
yes, ma'am.
The minutes left over that they didn't finish. I was timing, so gotcha. I put it all in mine.
Okay, there you go. See, I appreciate you. Thank you. Good looking out.
God is good. Okay. Hey. I thank y'all for leaving me some time.
Jesus. Yes, ma'am.
Because I gathered up the fragments that none be lost.
Okay. Amber put in the chat, math is math. And I know that's right.
She was got that right.
A couple seconds there. I appreciate you, man.
I know how to add and divide. Real
yes,
good.
Ma'am. You did good.
God is good. Father, we thank you. We thank you, God, for the words that you had spoken from the cross. We thank you, Father, hallelujah, that they are words that we can live by forevermore. We thank you, Lord God, and we take them all to heart. We thank you, God, that it was not a good Friday for you, but it's a good Friday for us. And we thank you, God, that you suffered, bled, and died for us. We thank you for taking our place. Hallelujah. And we thank you, God, for redemption. Hallelujah. Because now, because of what you have done, Christ, we have a song that the angels can't sing. We are redeemed. Hallelujah, glory to God. Oh, God, we thank you for redemption. Hallelujah, we thank you for the cross at Calvary. We thank you for every drop of blood and chundle, glory to God. Hallelujah, that was spilled for us. We thank you, Father, that blood never loses power, for it reaches to the highest hill and flows down to the lowest valley. So, Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you, because if it had not been for the blood, hallelujah, glory to God, we would not be washed clean. And we thank you, Father, hallelujah, glory to God, for washing us. Oh God, for saving us, for sanctifying us, for keeping us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. If we haven't learned in nothing else through this pandemic, through these things that we have been going through called life struggles, glory to God, we know if it had not been for you, we wouldn't have made it. Hallelujah. We wouldn't have made it, God. But it's because of you. It's because of your blood that was applied to our life that we came through infections and diseases and trauma. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All manner of evil. God, we've been through the through But God, we thank you. There's a blessing on the other side of through. So Father, we thank you. We thank you for all you have done for us. Hallelujah, God, and we are excited, hallelujah, by resurrection morning. Hey, glory to God, because you got up with all power in your hand. Hallelujah, you didn't stay in the ground. And we thank you, God, that there's no evidence. Woo, glory to God that you ever been there. God, we thank you, hallelujah, and just like you do in our life, God, you remove all evidence of sin, sickness, and disease. And we thank you, Father. Watch over these, oh God, that's on this line. Watch over them, God, and keep them. Everyone that spoke, God, bless even the more in their life. As they pour it out, you pour back in. Hallelujah. Because God, as we give out, you give more in than we can give out again in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, you bless them. You keep them. Meet every need. Supply every need. Oh, God, even the ones that's listening, God, let the words, God, go down in their spirit and illuminate in the name of Jesus. And we thank you. We thank you, God. Bless Pastor Danielle, and, oh God, and co-Pastor Tyrone. God bless them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bless the work. Bless their hands. Glory, God. We bless the congregation in the name of Jesus. Let your will be done on this day and forevermore. And our hearts and our souls say amen, because it is so. And so it is.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Well, friends, thank you again for joining us for this episode of A Dose of Hope, our seven sayings of the Savior on the cross. We hope you were blessed by the words that were shared from the different speakers. Join us next week for another inspiring episode of A Dose of Hope. Take care, everybody.